Minding Your B's and Q's, a 2024 survey of newsworthy bees. Please visit the article links in the column. My name is Becky Masterman.
And I'm Bridget Mendel. This year, bees in the news got off to a dramatic start, with unprecedentedly high rates of bee theft during almond pollination in California. As we face the end of the calendar year, we thought we'd have a look through popular bee-themed articles over 2024, a survey of the kinds of drama these sweet little beings have inflicted on the human populace this time.
Well, some nefarious folks made news by stealing bees. Other unsavory types made news by leaving unwanted bees. While we would be delighted by a deposit of adorable honeybees outside our door, for non-beekeepers, this would clearly be a terrifying experience. Politically speaking, we're for keeping bees as an inspiration for a well-functioning democracy. Not ploys for pettiness.
Across the globe in Korea, bees are participating in politics in a more successful way. In a recent Times article, beekeepers in the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea spoke poetically about their bees' ability to transcend borders that are restricted for humans. They forage on land that's still riddled with landmines. The resulting honey contains flavors from many wildflowers and also the bittersweet longing of Koreans who have been cut off from their ancestral lands.
The question of whether bees possess consciousness is a tricky one. What is consciousness? But Professor Lars Chitka of Queen Mary University of London thinks that, given all the evidence that is on the table, it is quite likely that bees are conscious. Here, he said, studies that show bees' ability to recall, to play, and use tools appear to back up this statement. While other researchers remain unconvinced, the topic is an irresistible one to any conscious reader.
Honeybees are well known for their industriousness, but this year they took it to the next level by making June news as fighters of both crime and cancer. Forensic researchers in Virginia are essentially studying the volatile acids bees pick up while foraging near dead and decomposing bodies in order to develop a correlative process whereby bees near local crime scenes can be assessed by detectives for evidence of a corpse.
Meanwhile, in Michigan, bees themselves are proving good little detectives, this time for lung cancer. Researchers have found that honeybees can detect chemicals associated with lung cancer in the human breath and can even differentiate between types of lung cancer. As beekeepers, we know that smell is a powerful communication tool for bees, and that they use smell to detect volatiles associated with death and disease in their brood nests. We're curious to learn that Michigan researchers found the bees could not only detect cancer cells, but also distinguish between cell lines of various types of lung cancer. It suggests that bees could be detecting particular diseases in their hive rather than simply reacting to a general signal of health or disease.
It seems that, like other years, the media continues to oscillate between doom for bees and a sort of meta drama around the idea that we're unnecessarily worried about bees. From dramatic reveals about how we should be worried about native bees instead of honeybees, to how honeybees are doomed by increasingly long and warm falls in northern climates.
Australian beekeepers are facing the new reality of managing Varroa destructor after the eradication path proved to be unsuccessful. Over 2 years into the Varroa invasion, the beekeepers who waited decades to detect Varroa on their island are needing to add mite mitigation to their beekeeping regimes or end their operations.
Dr. Vincent Ricci Gliano Research entomologist at the Baton Rouge, Louisiana USDA Bee Lab is making waves with the use with using blue-green algae or microalgae as a colony nutritional supplement. The supplement is effective in reducing viral levels, but beekeepers need to wait for it to come to market. A patent has been applied for, and commercial beekeepers have been enlisted to participate in this research.
Lastly, the hot honey trend held on and went big in 2024. It infiltrated martinis, coffee drinks, and ice cream, to name a few unexpected items. While certain brands seem to have a corner on the market, we think every beekeeper should have their own take on a hot honey recipe.
What will next year bring? Hot honey drizzled on pancakes? Drones sitting in boardrooms? Will bees possessing consciousness begin leading meditation retreats? We're sure that bees will be writing newsworthy poems in 2025. As we write this, the American presidential election is undecided. By the time you read this, who knows? There could be a honeybee for president.